Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you. This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all. This is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore. You've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Yes, 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 yes. It is so time to open. You're listening to Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today in America, brought to you by happily200.breakthrough.com. Once again, happily200.breakthrough.com, brought to you by Key Media, Sprague.com, happily200.com, thebodycan.com, theconingcompany.com, Sir Jason Winter, and drvalerie.com, and doctor is all spelled out. And we're having a crazy morning here on the conference bridge. Our guests and other members of the team are having trouble getting through the system for whatever reason. So just to let you know that. Now, so if you hear a bell ringing, pretend it's an angel coming, because it really is. Now, Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says that we're doing radio that's changing the world. And it's an endorsement from a man I respect deeply, that I've kept on the air for years. Excuse me. So if you happen to hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, an angel singing, we call in from our homes and offices around the world to create this program. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic and in the Lord's Prayer. Pray means to go out into that world and get that which is yours. So always celebrate a prayer for the celebration of our republic, for the United States, for America, for our animal friends, as well as each other in our communities. Our program is dedicated today to happily200.com and happily200.thrivehgh.com, the possibility of living to be 200 worlds and creating a grand future and a grand life of service and joy in the fifth dimension. Now, our nation was structured in Christian values, and the Ten Commandments work, folks. It works across the board, no matter what your language is. So we bow our heads in appreciation for men and women who have risked their lives and fortunes for our future. Have questions while we're on the air? Tweet Randy. Our topic today is branding and marketing in the fifth dimension. We'll talk about that. You're going to love our guests. And if you have a deck of cards, I'm going to give you some warning right now. Go get your deck of cards and bring them out, and we'll let you listen in a while. You can go look for your cards while we play President Trump's weekly message, okay? So what can I say? Today we've got Diane Curran, brought to us through Gail Ellen, who was an original listener to Waking Up in America back in 1987. Can you believe it? So what we're going to do is we're going to play the Trump tape right now and our message for the week from the president. And before we go into that, I just want to state that this whole chess game has been going on with North Korea threatening to blow up Los Angeles and San Francisco, which happens to be the area I live in. I never thought that would happen, because I don't see the universe being able to go into another war. What I wanted to do is watch the political game. And the political game actually included needing to have China put sanctions on North Korea. And they finally did. Thank you, China. And actually, Kim Jong-un, he actually respects China for a number of reasons. They have a lot of power. So there's no more worry for anybody's hearts about whether they're going to get bombed or we're going into World War XIV. However that works. It's not happening. So, with that today, Mike, would you play the tape?
My fellow Americans, all American hearts are united with the people of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, who have faced terrible devastation in the wake of two catastrophic hurricane. We are working night and day in cooperation with territorial and local authorities to assist those in need, to help save and sustain lives, and to begin the long recovery and rebuilding effort. Our commitment to those affected is this. We are with you, we will stay with you, and we will come back stronger than ever. We are sending tremendous amounts of supplies, tremendous amounts of food and water, and we are sending great people to help. I know that it's been devastating. I know your police force and everything else has been absolutely hurt. But we're sending people to help, and it's getting better on a daily basis. This week, I traveled to Indiana to announce historic tax reform for the American people. It is based on four key ideas. First, we will cut taxes on all working American families. People will pay a lot less money. Single individuals will not be taxed on the first $12,000 of income earned. And a married couple will pay zero taxes on their first $24,000 of income. After that, taxable income will be subject to just three tax rates, 12, 25, and 35. It used to be seven. We will also expand the child tax credit, eliminate the credit's marriage penalty, and provide a new $500 tax credit for elder care and other adult dependents. This is the real and lasting tax relief that everyday Americans badly need and truly deserve. This is what working Americans have been after. Second, our framework will make the tax code simple, fair, and easy to understand. Under our plan, the vast majority of families will be able to file their taxes on a single sheet of paper. As part of simplification, we are also getting rid of taxes that threaten to put family businesses and American farmers out of business. Julie Ellingson is a fourth-generation cattle rancher in Bismarck, North Dakota. Julie and her family's legacy of hard work should not be taken away when she dies. We will eliminate the death tax and keep her American dream alive. Most importantly, her family will long remember, and they'll be working hard for many, many years on their farm. Third, we are going to restore America's competitive edge so that American businesses and workers can win again. We will cut the corporate rate below the average of our foreign competitors, and we will reduce the top marginal income tax rate on small and mid-sized businesses to the lowest in more than 80 years. It's so important because our companies are leaving our shores. And when they leave, they let go of the workers. And then they make their product and they send it back into our country. We don't tax them. We don't do anything. Those days are over. We now have a competitive tax where our companies won't be leaving. Believe me, it won't be happening like it has. It's going to be a big difference. Finally, our framework encourages corporations to bring back trillions of dollars in wealth parked overseas and stops punishing companies for keeping their headquarters in the United States. That's actually what's happening. Companies that stay in our country are being punished by our tax code. This will switch our current offshoring model, a tax system that drives jobs to other countries, to a new American model. Under this plan, we want our companies to hire and grow in America, to raise wages for American workers, and to help rebuild American cities and towns. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to pass tax reform and to restore our jobs, our wealth, and our great American dreams. We will be able to dream again, and those dreams will be met. Now it's time, finally, for Congress to deliver. The problem we have is the Democrats don't want to cut your taxes. They want to actually raise your taxes and raise them very substantially. We can't afford to do that as a country. That's why our jobs are leaving. That's why you don't have enough left in your paycheck. We want to cut taxes, and it's going to be the biggest tax cut in the history of our country. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you, Donald, for keeping your word on the promises that you made in the election. And this is not a political program, okay? But I see what you're doing, and I just can't tell you how much I thank you. And I'm so glad that you weren't part of the machine when you got elected. On another note, for those who many years, actually, have been invested in the global currency reset, which involves mostly Vietnam and Iran and Zimbabwe, that currency, let me read to you this very short thing that came in. And when it's Bruce, and when it comes to us, I'm going to say it this way. Memos have gone out to the redemption centers with the exact schedule for redemption. This is the first time I've ever heard them actually be give a where and a when. When they're going to start, I can't tell you exactly, but I know when they are supposed to end. They are to end Sunday night, October 15th at midnight, when the redemption centers will stop doing exchanges unless a change takes place. Now, what they're referring to there is actually, there's a lot of private groups, of which I happen to be one of them, and a lot of them came from people who started in early years. So if you take a look around and try to remember where you put those things, it could have been as far back as 5 or 10 years ago. The internet groups and the large groups, when I say large groups, people that have invested largely in this, they will actually exchange at the redemption centers first, okay? And then that should be ended, well, let's see, it should be ended by the 15th of October. By the 26th of October, any of you that have got that good stuff in your drawers, if you have Iraqi currency, you'll be able to take it to the bank. You'll also be able to take that with Korean currency and a couple of other currencies. You guys know what they are. You'll take that to the bank and you'll turn it in just like you were turning in. You'd just been to Europe or something like that and you needed to exchange your currency. It would be that simple. The Zimbabwe notes, which I've been telling you about for a long time, that you can actually probably still get on eBay, those notes you'll actually go to a military base or something of that nature because the numbers are so huge. And while you get amazing amounts of money, because they are so huge, it'll be over a structured period of time. And I don't know what that currently is. At one point, it was paid out over 50 years. Now, I've heard it's gone way down from that. So don't have a lot of time to spend with that. I just wanted you to start looking for your bills. I've told a couple of people about that. They go, I don't even remember. I know I got them, but I don't know where they are. Start looking. Because what I'm told is this is the month of October is definitely the month. And also, about 2 weeks ago, the president of the Iraqi bank, he actually called for the RB, and he was the one that was supposed to put that out. So on another note, let me just do a check to see who's been able to get through the conference bridge. Gail, are you here?
I'm here.
Is Randy here? No. Okay. Is Paul here? Yeah. Okie dokie. So you have the players, and we know Diana's here.
You've
already been confirmed on that. So we've had to do a little schedule shuffling because it isn't looking quite like I thought it was. Gail, would you like to introduce our guest?
I would. I'd like to welcome Diane Curran this morning. And we're going to talk about her book, The Marketing Deck, Deal Yourself a Big Idea. Diane is somebody who's been steeped in the creative arts from her earliest memories, and she's equally passionate about the role and of marketing as a high-performance communication. So who's not interested in marketing if they've got a product? And Dr. Joe Vitale, who's the best-selling author of The Awakened Millionaire, says, that Diane's book is a terrific concept that marketing needs exactly what this book offers. So, Diane, welcome this morning, and I'm hoping you can enlighten us on the marketing deck.
I want to take this to a new listening before Diane actually talks. And I want to just say that Harvard Business School said what it takes to make somebody successful in their profession. And one of the things that they recommended was writing a list. And the people that write a list and follow through in their list in the third dimension, they reach really, really quite often amazing heights. But what's been missing in the world, because you haven't been able to see it, is what Diane has been looking at. And what Diane has been looking at is marketing in the fifth dimension, and she knows how to be fun because we had a grand conversation with that. So I want you to lift yourself up out of the linear world into the world of ability in the fifth dimension. Who just came on?
Good morning.
Oh, great. Okay, Paul, the plumber, just came on, and we'll be inviting him to share what's been going on. He's our whistleblower, our plumber, and he's been working with the hurricanes. And right now, just to catch you up for a moment here, Paul, we have Diane Curran, and you just missed the introduction, but she's a master of marketing in the fifth dimension, which, and she's a lot of fun. So if you have your deck of cards...
Well, that helps.
Yeah. If I ask you guys to get your deck of cards out, it's now time, Diane. Have fun. Welcome to Waking Up in America.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is wonderful to be awake this morning, and it puts me in mind of one of my favorite quotes from William Shakespeare, who said, "The day shall not be up so soon as I to try the fair adventure of tomorrow." So we are already in tomorrow. And I am kind of pulling together all that has been shared with our listeners this morning. And it reminds me of something that I find hilarious for my own life, which is that I know how to clear a room really fast. All I have to do is tell them that I do marketing for a living.
Right.
What happens is that for most people, this notion of what is marketing has gotten tangled up in this idea of what is hard sell. They couldn't be further apart in real life. But you know what? Marketing has actually also become something that people are strangely curious about, because the internet, which has pretty much taken over many people's lives, has really made us all marketers, whether we planned on that or not. You know, whether
and
we have a product or a service, or whether we have a cause we care about.
Diane, let me introduce you, because when you mentioned marketing, I thought, why don't we have them all go to your website?
Oh, okay.
Talking, and I think that they should go to the marketing deck. What is that?
The book is The Marketing Deck. The website is themarketingdeal.com.
There you go. So anyway, go on over there, because you're going to love it, and make sure you have your cards. I'm so sorry I had to interrupt you, but I didn't want to miss the opportunity of them seeing what you're actually up to as well.
Well, that's very kind of you. So here's what I've noticed. For many people, when they hear the term marketing, even if they're in business or they have something that is really important for them to either advance as a cause, maybe they have a not-for-profit organization, they really want to get that message out in the world, or they've got a personal purpose that they want to connect with other people about, and they're thinking about marketing, and then what happens is kind of a sort of a gut reaction. All they want to do is run away and play instead of doing marketing planning. So I thought, well, maybe there's a way to do both. And so that's when I actually thought about, what does it take to really wrap yourself around the idea of marketing without getting frozen or stuck or freaked out about it? And I thought, hey, how about if we tap into something that many of us learn to do as kids, which is play with a deck of cards? And this is where the deck of cards comes in. You know, we're used to the classic suits, right? Spades, hearts, and clubs and diamonds, right, Val?
Yeah, I want to ask you, how long do you think this demonstration will take? Because we're going to be taking a break in about 4 or 5 minutes. You might want to set them up for it.
I will do that. So basically, those four suits I translated into marketing concepts. And the first suit is spades. That is about goals. What are you here to accomplish? The second suit, which is hearts, that naturally translates to people. Who's the audience that you need to connect with? Then clubs is all about goods or products and services, and diamonds is that elusive little thing we call profit or abundance. So with these four suits, I've created a structure, a set of cards, and in the book itself, I give a page for each card, and then here's what I discovered. There's something that's been missing in marketing, which is what causes people to get kind of put off by it. What's missing are the two suits that I decided to add to the classic deck of cards, and I call them Source and Success. Source is all about the principles and the talent you bring to your effort, and Success is about the authentic role. What is it that you can play that people say, aha, that person has the authority to speak to me about this because they are X? So I've actually condensed 468 ideas into a simple deck of cards that people can pull from, play intuitively, and basically surface ideas instantly without having to sit down and write a marketing plan. Doesn't that sound so much more fun and easier than doing marketing the traditional way?
Oh, you bet. I mean, the idea of it. And also, fifth dimension, folks, which is actually what she's talking about, whether you're aware that that's what she's talking about, she's actually going to lead you to the fifth dimension through play, using a deck of cards. She's in the fifth dimension, what you say manifests. What you do in the third dimension is you actually have to work for everything, one way or another, which is, I think, another reason, Diane, why people might shy away from marketing because they perceive it as overwhelming.
Yes, they absolutely do. And what that's done is that's put a halt on their creativity and their intuition. And what basically shuffling a deck of cards and drawing several does is that it bypasses that stopping point and moves you right into, hey, here are some ideas. Let me see what I can do with these. The mind and the heart and the intuition is naturally attracted to new ideas and new words that have cropped up to say, what does this bring to mind? What does this open up for me? And that's what opening up high-performance communication is. It's instant, it's intuitive, it's creative, and it just naturally gets us moving into what can I create and how can I communicate it such that that playful, instant access to fun and momentum is yours for the shuffling of a deck of cards.
Wow. How long does the exercise that you want to show take? I want to be able to, you know, work this out so it fits with everything.
So what I would suggest we do, I have several games in the book, but the simplest and fastest one is to basically pick three cards, one, two, three, from the deck.
Let's do that one.
Yep.
Okay, and let's do that one after I just mentioned who's been sponsoring the program, and also to let you know that it seems Randy was showing up too. So what can I say? It's all happening right now. She's buzzing me on my cell phone saying she'll be here. It's been a remarkable morning. So what I'm thinking here is that exercise would be what, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Because we had this conference bridge issue this morning, we didn't get time to actually lay the show out and give each other the hints and cues that we wanted. Gail, so that everybody knows, what we need to do is be winding down with Diane by quarter to the hour, because Randy will be showing up, and Paul is going to give us an update on his work with the hurricanes. So this is normally stuff we create before the show. Our program is actually sponsored by Patricia and Paul Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar. Now, that's Bragg with a G, actually double G's. And if you take a look back at this company, you'll find out it started in 1912. It was the first health foods company in America. CloningCompany.com. I normally would tell you, give a commercial for CloningCompany.com, but Sako Nazarian, our cone master, is actually in the hospital in a life or death situation, and nobody knows what's wrong with him, and he can not talk, or he can barely talk occasionally. So if you and hearts together. Pray for Sacco to get well. I know that your prayers will be very helpful. We have, as I say, I don't order cones right now, just order prayers for one of the most dear committed men on earth, who in the first week that he did ear coning, he doubled the number of cones that I used to make. So he's an extraordinary man who loves his family and his family cherishes. He's actually had more visitors at the hospital than anybody has ever seen for one person continuously. His family is surrounding him. So when you pray for Sacco, include your families too, because that's the possibility. I'm going to, drvalerie.com, and doctor is all spelled out. If you have anything going on in your life, you may want to just give me, go to the website and give me a call, because I'll give you a complimentary session. And I developed epigenetic clearing back in 1984, and it's powerful stuff. Happily 200. Those are websites that I mentioned in the first part of the show. I wouldn't be able to actually be on the program today if it wasn't for the products that I've gotten from that company. I've had to be up from as late as 3 o'clock in the morning this week, 4 o'clock in the morning, and 4:45. So I couldn't have done any of that at 77 without these products, and I want you to know how powerful they are to me. So that's what I'm going to give to you. My tip of the day for you: love somebody, take care of somebody, give some help in your community, put your arm around somebody, even if it's a stranger. Sometimes if you're in the free state of the fifth dimension, and you'll flicker in and out of it, there'll be times that it's like, oh my God, this is magic, I think I'm heaven, and it's like, then you go, the next moment you go, what is that bum doing over there? So I call that flickering, and it's you gaining control of the fifth dimension. And Diane is one of the people that will lead you there through fun and play. And I'm just powerfully impressed with her. And Gail, I want to hear your voice. So can you bring her back to the show with your comments and introduce her game?
Well, let's start at the beginning, Diane. Maybe you can just sort of give us a quick overview of, you know, the goals of people's, you know, strategy, and how goals work best when they're aligned with measurable marketing targets or timelines, and they also take committed follow-through. So that's kind of your big idea. Your goal is your audience, I would assume. You're strategizing your audience, correct?
Well, that is a great place to start, Gail. And I would just add a little piece to that, which is goals. I've assigned that to the suit of spades. And goals really follows all the way through from the ace to the king. And before we even get to the audience or people, which is the whole suit of hearts, we've got to start with what our intention is. It can be a dream, a desire, an intention that's even well-defined. And what they do is they work best, as you said, with measurable marketing targets and timelines. But that always sounds a little daunting for folks. So I break it down into these 13 things, each of which has its own card in the deck, and its own page in the book that kind of spells out a way to tap into it. You start with strategy, go right to vision, mission, and planning. Then you got to do a little bit of research. That's the five. You get to card number six, choose a business model. How are you going to actually structure what your goals are? And then you move on to branding it, creating a message, having an image that people can physically see, and then testing what your offer out there in the universe is going to be. And then finally what you do is you take a look at what the results of your efforts were, you do a little bit more analysis, and then you've gathered market intelligence, you're ready to basically put your campaign out into a larger audience and make sure your message lands with people who can then say, hey, this is for me or this isn't for me, and powerfully say yes or powerfully say no. And then you find your audience who becomes aligned with what your goals are, and you're able to serve them and provide something of value to them.
Well, That's a pretty powerful, it sounds almost easy way to look at the big picture.
Especially when you think about the fact that in the fifth dimension, all you have to do is think it and speak it, and it occurs, and frequently, almost instantly. So I can't wait for you to get into that deck of cards with us. And
all right.
I just went before I say anything. Randy's been desperately trying to get on the air, and she can't get through the conference. So if she can, you'll hear a little ringing, and that'll be another angel showing up on Waking Up in America. So take it away. By the way, in talking with Diane yesterday, I realized that the name of this show was the Big Wow Factor, because she does wow.
And you know what? We all have wow inside ourselves. Sometimes it's been quieted by, you know, life's experiences or people telling us to keep it quiet. And this is all about getting it out there and where people can really see it, experience it, and receive it from you. So I want to talk a little bit about something called the rule of three, which is why I'm having people draw three cards. And the rule of three basically is something that feels a little intuitive. You know, when we come upon two similar events or news about two people, we keep looking for that third person. We say, what's the third? You can call it superstition, but disciplines is varied as mathematics and economics and everything from aviation to statistics to photography and other elements use this intuitive rule of three. And basically, let's simplify it. Let's call it past, present, and future. So with each of these cards you've drawn, you would then go to the book and you would look up the page that yields a marketing idea associated with that. So what I did was I drew three cards right here in front of myself. I drew the Five of Clubs, the King of Spades, and the Two of Hearts. And basically, that gives me an opportunity to look at past, present, and future and see what I could do to craft a marketing campaign without having to think about it and simply look it up in the book. So Five of Clubs, in this case, is coaching and consulting. So this could be a way that you could get your message out into the world. The second thing would be the present, which is campaign development. That's my king of spades. So what I need to do is basically develop a slogan, a catchphrase, something to offer to people that I could place a campaign out in the world through media I choose, and then that creates my future. And my future card I chose was the Two of Hearts, which are prospects. And that's basically who are the people I'm going to reach out to connect with that I don't already know, but who could benefit from my message. So right away, by choosing three simple cards, I've got a marketing campaign that I can move forward because the cards have yielded it up and said, you know what, Diane, this is what's inside you right now. Let's find a way to present that to the world.
Well, I've got a good idea. I actually went for the aces. So I have four aces. And
great.
I realized when I looked at the four cards that had showed up that I associated in my own mind clubs, in a sense, with war or discord, just because they're the name clubs. So I took the clubs off. And what I have is the Ace of Diamonds, the Ace of Hearts, and the Ace of Spades. Where do I go with that?
All righty. So let's just take a look at what those aces are. So basically, the Ace of Hearts is literally your audience. It's everything from, and then we've got kind of six subsets in that inside the book. But the audience is essentially who you want to hear what you have to say. The Ace of Diamonds is pricing. What is it that you're going to provide, and how are you going to value it such that people say, you know what, that's what I'm willing to pay. And it could be money. It could be pay attention. It could be pay you through a commitment of effort. And then the Ace of Spades is literally strategy. So what you're basically saying is, I've got three things I'm going to focus on in my campaign if I'm Val. I'm going to focus on strategy, audience, and pricing. So what this requires of you is to establish your value proposition so that people that you connect with, your audience, understand your strategy, which is what is it that you're offering, and they listen to you to what to value it as, so that they feel powerful in connecting with you and feel that what you're offering is going to bring value to them, such that they're willing to make a commitment, whether it's to pay you, whether it's to pay attention to you, or whether it's to participate in a cause or a purpose that you're inviting them to commit to.
Oh, I love it. Let me just ask a question here. Paul, did you get my message to bring in deck of cards?
Actually, my phone is broken. I'm calling on a secure phone, so I can't get anything on my regular phone. And I suspect that because I got three ticks on my phone last night in quick succession, that you were probably texting me.
So if you were picking three cards, Paul, what would your three cards be? And Gail, too, you'd be thinking of your three cards.
All right.
Oh, I'd go to an ace of spades, a ten of hearts, and jack of clubs.
Okay, so the ace of spades would be, again, strategy. The ten of hearts would be social media. And what was your third card?
Jack of clubs.
Okay, let me go find jack of clubs here. Jack of clubs would be reselling. Okay, so basically, strategy, we've talked a little bit about, which is what are your goals and what is the through line of what you want to provide to someone and how are you going to make that come across. Your 10 of hearts is social media. And social media, of course, is all over our consciousness with the Internet, which is essentially creating virtual groups that we connect with, whether we've met them physically in person or not, whether we're able to travel to be together, we can be together online. And then the Jack of Clubs is reselling. Now, reselling essentially means that we take on a product or a service, and then we reshape it such that it becomes ours. I mean, this is traditional business, is the world of retail. It is the world of essentially licensing or creating private label products or franchising. So it gives us structures to present what we have of value to people such that we have now a business model or a structure that we can present it in, and we know how to track our progress, whether we're making a sufficient margin that we can keep being in business, or if we're a nonprofit, are we bringing in enough revenue such that we can deliver our service to people and have operating capital that we can continue to provide for their well-being and their improvement in life through the repackaging or the structuring of what it is that we offer, so we can keep doing that and we don't have to close our doors because we don't have sufficient resources to keep going. So if you combine reselling with social media with strategy, you're now in the world of essentially taking information, packaging it in a way that people can quickly get your value, pay attention to it, and again decide if they want to participate with you.
How about that? Gail, what about you?
Well, let's take the Three of Hearts.
Okay, let me find the Three of Hearts real quick, okay?
That's clients. Let's take the Seven of Spades, which is e-downloads. And let's take the Ten of Diamonds, which is free.
Ten of Diamonds, which is free. Okay, let me get to those pages. All right, so Gail actually has the physical deck of cards where she can already read these things. So basically, we've got clients, we've got, what was the second one?
Seven of Spades, which is e-downloads.
Actually, Seven of Spades is branding, so I want to make sure I know what you're...
Oh, wait, it's the it's the three-leaf clover.
Oh, okay, so the Three of Clubs. All right, so...
No, Seven is an icon that has three... I'm calling it wrong. It's got three circles on it.
Okay, is it the Three of Clubs?
you know what this thing what it is.
What does it say on it?
Downloads. Seven.
I couldn't quite hear you.
E downloads.
Okay.
Seven. I thought it's a spade.
Yeah, that's actually clubs.
Oh.
Okay. So we've got three of hearts, seven of clubs, and what is the third one? Are you still there? I'm not quite hearing Gail.
I'm not either with what's been going on this morning. Totally going to guess that she got dropped off the conference bridge. Randy has actually showed up.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Randy.
Gonna do
welcome back, Randy.
Yes, thank you.
I want to just we've got a lot to cover. I simply want to ask you to pick the first three cards you think of. That'll work, too.
And that's how they came up with it. Okay.
Give Gail a chance to get back on again, and we need the hurricane report before this show is over, so we have to be moving forward here. So, Randy Shannon, thank God you're here.
Yes. I miss it when I cannot get in on the bridge, and hopefully she can get back in quickly. So if I had to pick three, I'm going to say for sure an Ace of Hearts, because isn't that the highest card you can get? And, of course, I'm all about the heart. And why wouldn't I just go down the line, the King and then the Queen? Both of Hearts as well.
All right, so you're going to stay in the realm of hearts. I love that, because that can happen sometimes with choosing cards. And so the Ace of Hearts is audience, the Queen of Hearts is PR or public relation, and the King of Hearts is speaking in keynotes. So you're all about being in the realm of communication. So audience is really about sort of looking out in the world and saying, you know what, there are so many people I could reach out to. Let me identify and define who my audience is and who my individual segments are. It could be people that you already know, people you haven't met yet, and people who are seeking you out. And in the world of PR, which is the Queen of Hearts, it is about how you disseminate your message through the media in a way that people can become aware of it who you haven't had a chance to speak with personally. And in many ways, PR is an implied endorsement through the channel you choose. It says, you know what? You should be paying attention to this person's message and what they have to say. And finally, the King of Hearts is speaking in keynotes where you are invited to speak in front of a larger audience who's primed and ready to hear what you have to say and gives you the attention that gets your message to really land in, guess what, their hearts. We're talking about the suit of hearts.
Interesting. I love it. What was the ace?
Interesting, too. I picked the Ace of Hearts as one of my cards as well.
The ace is audience, and that is a broad, broad brush that brings in anybody you could be speaking with. A lot of times we say, you know what, my audience is people I haven't met yet. But your audience are your friends, your family, the people you speak with on a daily basis, maybe people you work with, or people who've already revealed themselves to you and aligned with your cause. Just because they already are known to you doesn't mean they already know your message fully. You may have to do some educating to get them tuned in to the subtleties and the precision of what your message is about. And then they become wonderful spreaders of word of mouth for you.
I love all of that.
We've got only a few minutes left in the show. Gail fell off, and I think I heard her fall back on again, and we need the hurricane report. So we're going to have to crank it up a bit here.
So
Gail, you're back, right?
Yeah, it's a great marketing deck. Very great marketing deck.
I love it. Beautiful.
Thank you. So, Gail, we had you picking the seven of clubs, which is e downloads, and then what your other two cards were.
Do you recall?
I'm here. I'm listening.
So we're asking Gail what her other two cards are besides e downloads, which is seven of clubs.
Ten of diamonds.
Okay, ten of diamonds.
And I already forgot the other one.
Okay. We'll make up a new one or pick up a new one.
Choose another one. Choose another one.
They're all true.
Ace of Hearts.
All right. So we are big on Ace of Hearts, which is audience. And what a surprise that is, because we're going out to an audience we can't even see, but who can hear us and we are tuned into and connected with. So your Ten of Diamonds is the card free, and your Seven of Clubs is the card e-downloads. And you know what? So many of us are online these days, and we are constantly getting offered free stuff. You know, sign up for my email address, my email list, and I will send you a free report or a free book or a free checklist. So e-downloads are a way we oftentimes get information delivered to us. In fact, even Amazon delivers books online through e-download. And free, well, what is the classic line about free? There's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, here's the thing about free. It's actually a very workable business model that allows people to make offers, give people a chance to sample what they have to offer, and then choose whether or not they want to stay aligned with it. We have programs like Friends for Free. We have museums that allow people to see things for free. And so free is a powerful way to give people a chance to step a little toe in the water, sample what you have, and then decide if they want to stay connected with you over the long term.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So, Diane, well, I want to thank you. I want we'll put your contact information, if you would give that out now.
So my contact information is themarketingdeal.com. That is right there. Just sign yourself up on the internet, www.themarketingdeal.com. You can reach out to me, send me an email, ask me a question, and we'll take it from there.
And you're going to love it, because I reached out to her yesterday, and all kinds of new stuff popped into my space, so I thank you for that. I just want to make sure that we take advantage of the fact that our whistleblower, Paul the Plumber, has actually been going around helping with the hurricanes. And, Paul, could you share what you've seen and what your experience has been?
Well, of course, but before I go into that, I'm going to spend 30 seconds commenting on the charming approach that Diane has taken with 52 cards, putting a structure onto marketing, salesmanship, advertising, and reaching out to your audience. She's provided a structure that you can access at random. So the next step for her will be a tour of the business schools, Sloan School of Business, Wharton, Stanford, Anderson School at UCLA. You have to let these people know that, you know, they're stuck in their academic, shall we say, little cycles, and this unsticks them because it's such a charming approach. So, but believe me, you know, it's remarkable that out of randomness and chaos, you're pulling formalisms.
Great.
Because you pull the cards at random, and each card has a treasure on it. But anyway, I'm hardly whistleblowing here. All I'm doing at this point is letting everybody know how catastrophic, beyond catastrophic, the situation is in Puerto Rico. It is as though a giant had taken his palm and slapped the little island. There is no power in Puerto Rico. What is the consequence of that? Well, if there's no power, the elevators don't work. If there's no power, the pumps at the gas stations don't work. So you cannot gas. You can't pump gas out if the pump isn't working. As a consequence, heaters, the whole infrastructure of the island has broken down. There are probably about 8,000 miles of electrical wiring that are dead right now, and there aren't enough generators on the island to keep it going, because of course the power lines are down and they have not yet located all of the breaks in the power lines. There are about 600 people from FEMA there right now trying to feed, clothe, house, but it is a catastrophic situation of proportions that, you know, have not been seen in the history of the U.S. It's because they received a double blow. They got two hurricanes back to back, and that's never happened before. They didn't yet. But really, it's like a fighter getting knocked down. He's down for the count. He gets up at number nine, and he gets knocked down again. It's a horrible situation. There's actually squadrons, flotillas of private individuals going to the island to help either evacuate, bring people back to the U.S. It's a dire situation, quite dire, and we have to do what we can. I've never really seen anything quite like it, other than the earthquake in Pakistan that killed 200,000 people. Fortunately, in Puerto Rico, the victims have been few because they were ready for it. They hadn't gotten over the first one, so they were ready for the second one, and unfortunately, there haven't been too many victims. But right now, people are going hungry. So it's very, very tragic, very tragic. I've just never seen anything like it.
If I can jump in real quick just to make people think about that, we lost power in our building, and I won't say which floor I live on, but when I got to the sixth floor, because the elevators were not working, we had to go up the stairwells. By the sixth floor, and I'm in darn good shape, riding 20, 23 miles a day easily. By the sixth floor, I was already super winded, and there's not a lot of air going through those. So just imagine if someone's living on a, 30, 40 floor high rise or more.
You have to appreciate what the 9/11 firemen did. In full gear, going up 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 flights of stairs. I do my marathon training because I can't run on the road. Typically, when I'm at the office in Washington, D.C., I run up the stairs.
I've only got 1 minute, you guys. And I want to just quickly add, I could not find the telephone number for it or the email for it, but you can contact the Sierra Club. And the Sierra Club, I can't believe they sent out a thing without any contact information. So I can't do that. But go to the Sierra Club and donate something, even if it's a dollar. It isn't about... I normally end this program with a thank you to all the people in the past that are actually behind it. But I really think the people in the past would like to have us do whatever we can for these people. It's very emotional for me in Houston, what happened in Texas, what happened in Florida, talking to people when they were terrified. I can't imagine what it's like to be in Puerto Rico. I just feel so strongly for those people. So please, have your heart. This program is the Ace, King, and Queen of Hearts and Jacks for sure. Whatever it is, we're hearts, and our hearts have been touched by what these people have gone through the world, and we can contribute to them, as I say, if it's only a dollar. So please go to the Sierra Club website and pick up the appropriate information, and thank you very much for listening. We love you.
Hear the music, feel the dance. Hear the... And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through. Now your heart is open.